the degree of antibiotic resistance and an increasing risk of antibiotic resistance, we really need to focus on prevention. Added to that are two other features of disease control. One is that for many children in the developing world, the amount of time it would take for them to get to a treatment facility can be quite long. It can be tens of hours or even days for some children who are living in quite isolated circumstances. So we really need to be prioritizing and putting an emphasis on the prevention approaches, which can be implemented in a much more planned and sustained manner, as opposed to treatment, which is absolutely important, but is much more difficult to change the status of access to treatment for these kids, especially those children who are furthest away from treatment facilities.
For children, how effective are the two vaccines available in preventing pneumonia?
The number of pneumonia deaths among kids younger than 5 is estimated to be upwards of 2 million each year. And from the studies that we've just done, we think that about half of those pneumonia deaths are attributable to two bacteria, Hib and pneumococcus. The good news is that two vaccines are highly effective, even among children who have immune systems that are compromised, like children who have HIV infection, and they're very safe. So it's really the time to make a commitment and actually introduce these vaccines and use them widely.
What are the prospects for availability in many African countries?
For Hib vaccine, we're really well along the way as a routine immunization among children, both in African countries and in South Asian countries. Most of the 72 poorest countries have applied for financing for Hib vaccine. On the pneumococcal side, we have new financing mechanisms. There are over 30 countries, predominantly in Asia and Africa, that have expressed interest to WHO that they would like to introduce the pneumococcal vaccine. 11 of them have already received approval to actually do so. And two of them, Rwanda and the Gambia, have actually introduced pneumococcal vaccine in 2009. These two countries have really shown their leadership by proceeding with early introduction of vaccine and will be quickly followed by a number of other countries. Democratic Republic of Congo is an approved country. There are other African countries like Kenya that has applied and has received approval for introduction of vaccine. There are a number of other countries that are very important, Nigeria, for instance, that have applied and decisions are being made about when they'll be able to introduce.
What percentage of pneumococcal deaths occurred in Africa?
About 30 to 40% of the deaths actually occur among children in Africa. What we see is when you combine both Africa and Asia together, 90% of all of the pneumococcal deaths are occurring in those two regions of the world.
And what are the major factors responsible for such a high percentage?
What we're really talking about is a constellation of factors that lead to deaths in children from pneumonia. There are a number of things, such as inability to access treatment when children become sick. Just simply the difficulty of getting quickly to a facility that can actually diagnose and treat a child who has mild pneumonia means that their pneumonias progress and can lead to death. There are also underlying conditions that children have, malnutrition, exposure to a lot of indoor smoke air pollution from wood or coal burning stoves, just poor ventilation within the homes. We also see that children who have HIV infection are at much greater risk of dying from pneumococcal disease or pneumonia in general. So there are a number of different factors among children that are more common among children in developing world settings that we can really do something about.
Well, of the hardest hit African countries, four really stand out: Nigeria, Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Kenya. These are not the same Southern African countries noted for their soaring HIV rates, which are really high in Southern African countries such as South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, and others. Why is the rate of pneumonia not as striking as it is in the other four countries?
Part of what drives being a country that has a lot of pneumonia deaths among young children has to do with two things. One is simply the population size. So some of the countries that we're talking about are countries, for instance, like Nigeria, has a very large population, and therefore there are a lot of kids among whom some proportion will die. The other feature that leads to a high number of pneumonia or pneumococcal deaths among children is the actual mortality rate. That has to do with their access to care, their ability to encounter a medical system where you can actually get treatment. And it also has to do with underlying conditions of malnutrition or other poverty-associated conditions like vitamin deficiencies or air pollution issues. In the estimates that we've provided of pneumococcal deaths, we did include the risk of HIV infection in those estimates. So we have already accounted for that. And if you dig a little deeper into the numbers, you certainly do see that children with HIV infection are about 40 times more likely to develop pneumococcal disease than a child who doesn't have HIV infection. So prevention of pneumococcal disease is actually a really important feature of managing and caring for children who have HIV infection.
Even though Southern African countries in general have higher rates of HIV infection, there are other factors that make these other countries, such as Ethiopia and Nigeria, have a higher rate of pneumonia infection.
They may have a higher rate of pneumonia or pneumococcal disease, but they also may have larger populations of children, and that is partly what drives the numbers of children who we estimate die of pneumococcal disease. But among the 826,000 children that we estimate under 5 years of age have died of pneumococcal disease in the year 2000, about 90,000 of those are estimated to occur among children who are HIV infected. So it is still a very important problem among the HIV infected kids.
Well, it's estimated that pneumococcal vaccine, or PCV as it's known, could save half of that 800,000 children's lives by the year 2015 if developing countries get access to this vaccine. What is the best way to accomplish this?
That's a great question. The best way to actually introduce pneumococcal vaccine in those countries that really need it the most is now for countries to take action and apply for the vaccine from UNICEF and from Gavi. Gavi stands for the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations, and it's a group that brings together all of the major organizations that are interested in vaccinating kids and in immunization delivery in the poorest countries of the world. The groups that form the alliance are organizations like the WHO, UNICEF, the World Bank, representatives of countries, as well as representatives of manufacturers and other large donors. And we now have vaccines available for developing world countries. There are financing mechanisms so that the countries are only going to pay somewhere around 15 to 30 cents a dose for these vaccines, and there is now an approach so that we have a sustainable supply of vaccine, and there's the ability for countries to plan for long-term financing of the vaccine. So really, the countries are starting to do a really great job of anticipating the availability of the vaccine and stepping forward and submitting their applications to Gavi so that they can get approval for introduction of the vaccines. That's really where we're headed with prevention. We also have to emphasize that countries also need to prioritize their ability to provide treatment to kids who have mild disease so that it doesn't go on to become more severe disease. So it's really both the prevention through vaccination, the protection of children through reduction of malnutrition and micronutrient deficiencies, as well as low birth weight and HIV infection, and then the treatment of children who nevertheless may develop a mild case of pneumonia and could get treatment so it doesn't escalate and develop into something severe.
Nigeria and Ethiopia in particular have had well-publicized campaigns of vaccinations against polio and other diseases in the past and encountered opposition in terms of certain types of ideas about treatment of certain diseases. Is there any reason to feel that the positive results achieved so far will not make this an issue this time around?
We hope that the evidence speaks for itself. For African countries, we have two large efficacy trials in West Africa and South Africa that have demonstrated both the effect of the vaccine on preventing disease itself, preventing mortality, as well as the effect among HIV-infected children. So this is one of the first times in probably 20 or 30 years that we've ever had a rigorous vaccine trial that has actually demonstrated an impact on reducing the risk of death among children in an African setting. So in the Gambia study of pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, there was an observed 16% reduction in deaths from all causes among children under 2 who received the vaccine. 16% reduction in mortality from all causes.
What do these definitive figures of your study enable these hard-hit governments to do to take the first steps in moving toward obtaining and using anti-pneumonia vaccines?
Well, for the first time, we have country-specific numbers so that ministries of health can use the specific numbers that we've been able to provide, estimating the burden of disease in their country, to advocate within the government for funding to provide vaccines to these most vulnerable children. What we really are hoping is that the numbers will be used by local governments, by national governments, to evaluate from their own data cost-effectiveness of these vaccine products and be able to advocate with ministries of finance for the opportunity to fund these vaccine programs and actually implement these life-saving products.
And what does the study tell us about how much governments will need to invest to fight possible pneumonia attacks?
There are a variety of estimates of cost effectiveness of these vaccines. There are tools for governments to apply these local numbers in cost effectiveness models where they can actually plug in their numbers and estimate how cost effective they will be. When we look overall in the developing world, these products are highly cost effective across a range of disease burden. So this is really a great opportunity for countries to jump on the funding that is available for introduction of these vaccines at very low cost, and then with a promise for a sustained low price in the long term, which takes away a lot of the uncertainty that they've had in the past for programs that would need to be implemented over the long term.
Were you surprised by some of the figures on pneumonia occurrence in African countries? Were some higher than you expected and some lower?
I think what we were surprised by actually was the total magnitude of the cases of both Hib pneumonia and pneumococcal pneumonia. In the past, efforts to estimate the degree of the burden didn't include the total pneumonia burden that is observed. And so our numbers really got a much better handle on the magnitude of all of the cases of pneumonia, and not just the severe cases of pneumonia. The reason it's important to look at the non-severe as well as the severe is clearly it gives you an idea of the degree of prevention that could be affected by implementing vaccine strategies, and it's even those mild cases, some proportion of them do go on to become the severe cases and deaths.
And you mentioned 4 African countries that particularly stood out in high rates of pneumonia. What is it about these countries, in addition to just the large population base percentage of children in the population, that makes them so susceptible to the disease?
You know, whenever you're doing estimates of disease, somebody's got to be the top and somebody's got to be the bottom, right? Mm-hmm. So there's nothing necessarily unique about the 4 top countries in Africa that is completely different than any of the other countries that are in a similar situation of having a burden of poverty, having a challenge in providing treatment facilities to children and to large parts of the population. And I think what we really need to focus on, instead of perhaps focusing particularly on 4 or 5 countries, is to simply recognize that the burden of disease is really spread across many, many countries. And our best opportunity is to provide vaccines to all of the countries that most need it, just like has already been in the developed world.
Now, 2 other countries were mentioned with a high occurrence of HIB, a type of pneumonia, Angola and Niger. Is there anything that you can tell us about the nature of the occurrence in those countries?
Well, these countries, again, just a reminder that the estimates are for the year 2000, and we've really come an incredibly long way over the past 4 to 5 years in the prevention of Hib disease. So of the 72 Gavi-eligible countries, those poorest countries in the world, all but 3 of them have already introduced Hib vaccine or have a plan to introduce Hib vaccine. So even among some of these very large countries, there has been really a rapid uptake of interest in Hib vaccine and moving forward with these prevention efforts. What's hampered it in the past is there's been quite a bit of uncertainty about the degree of disease burden. And so it's understandable that you wouldn't want to be spending money on a health strategy for an illness that you don't have in your country. I think what we've managed to accomplish over the past 3 to 4 years in the process of developing our estimates for disease, we've engaged a lot of the countries, and so a lot of this information has been shared with them over the time that we've been working on this project, and there's been a much deeper understanding of the burden of disease, even though it may be difficult to see on a day-to-day basis because of technical laboratory issues.